Escuelas oficiales de idiomas. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Certificado de nivel básico. Tarea 1. Dispone de un minuto para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 1, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 1. Primera audición.
Let me tell you about my mom. My mom was 42 years old when I was born, and she started exercising for the first time in her life. She started by running around the block, and then she started doing 5K races, and then she started doing 10K races. And after that, she ran a marathon. And after that, my mom did a triathlon. By the time she was 57 years old, my mom was trekking uphill to the base camp of Mount Everest. And let me tell you about my dad. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me to science classes. He was also my calculus teacher in high school. I wanted to crawl under the desk. Well, I learned something important from my mom, the value of health. And I learned something important from my dad, the value of science. And these two values have guided me on my trek through life. And they've helped me appreciate an epidemic that we are all facing. And it's not Ebola. Instead, it is the epidemic of unhealthy living. 500 million people worldwide are obese. And you would think that 50 years after the first U.S. Surgeon General's report on the dangers of tobacco was published, that we'd be beyond the problem of smoking. Today, 1 billion people worldwide use tobacco.
Tarea 1. Segunda audición.
Let me tell you about my mom. My mom was 42 years old when I was born, and she started exercising for the first time in her life. She started by running around the block, and then she started doing 5K races, and then she started doing 10K races. And after that, she ran a marathon. And after that, my mom did a triathlon. By the time she was 57 years old, my mom was trekking uphill to the base camp of Mount Everest. And let me tell you about my dad. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me to science classes. He was also my calculus teacher in high school. I wanted to crawl under the desk. Well, I learned something important from my mom, the value of health. And I learned something important from my dad, the value of science. And these two values have guided me on my trek through life. And they've helped me appreciate an epidemic that we are all facing. And it's not Ebola. Instead, it is the epidemic of unhealthy living. A 500 million people worldwide are obese. And you would think that 50 years after the first U.S. Surgeon General's report on the dangers of tobacco was published, that we'd be beyond the problem of smoking. Today, 1 billion people worldwide use tobacco.
Tarea 2. Dispone de un minuto para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 2, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 2. Primera audición.
So I believe that we're all only given one precious life. For those of us who are really lucky to be born, it's a life to be embraced, a life to be used for good, and a life that's worth prolonging in good health. Now, when we're all very young, we assume that our parents and our grandparents, all our loved ones will be around forever. But then we learn that that's not true. I clearly remember my daughter Madeline, here she is. When she was 4 years old, I was putting her to bed, and she said, "Daddy, will you always be around to protect me?" Man, it even almost brings a tear to my eye right now. I think anyone who's been a parent knows how this feels. And I said to her, I had to be honest. I said, I'm sorry. One day, like everybody, I will grow old and I will die. And I watched her eyes well up, and she gave me a really big hug. But then I told her, I think what we all tell our children, which is just don't think about it. And so she did. But here's my big idea. I think we've all done this in our lives. We all try to forget about this truth. And ironically, I believe this is preventing us from realizing the lives we could actually live. So, you know, my grandmother, Vera, she's an amazing lady. She saved lives in World War II. She escaped persecution from Hungary and fled to Australia. She had a wonderful sense of humor, a love of life, and she spent a lot of time raising me. And she never wanted me to call her grandma, only Vera, because she hated the idea of growing old. But since then, I've watched her grow old. She's watched herself grow old too, and she used to apologize to me for it. A few months ago, I heard that she fell over in her apartment and she broke the top of her femur. She went straight to hospital. They operated on her. Her heart stopped in the operation. And I arrived in Sydney with my son, Ben, 5 years old, to say goodbye to her. She was there, just a shell of the woman she once was. She had a feeding tube coming out her nose. She barely knew who anybody was. And I thought, this thing we call aging, why aren't we up in arms about it? And this once vibrant woman reduced to this. It's incredible. And this is just my story, but this is being played out every day in everybody's family.
Tarea 2. Segunda audición.
So I believe that we're all only given one precious life. For those of us who are really lucky to be born, it's a life to be embraced, a life to be used for good, and a life that's worth prolonging in good health. Now, when we're all very young, we assume that our parents and our grandparents, all our loved ones, will be around forever. But then we learn that that's not true. I clearly remember my daughter Madeline, here she is, when she was 4 years old, I was putting her to bed, and she said, "Daddy, will you always be around to protect me?" Man, it even almost brings a tear to my eye right now. I think anyone who's been a parent knows how this feels. And I said to her, I had to be honest, I said, I'm sorry. One day, like everybody, I will grow old and I will die. And I watched her eyes well up and she gave me a really big hug. But then I told her, I think what we all tell our children, which is just don't think about it. And so she did. But here's my big idea. I think we've all done this in our lives. We all try to forget about this truth. And ironically, I believe this is preventing us from realizing the lives we could actually live. So, you know, my grandmother, Vera, she's an amazing lady. She saved lives in World War II. She escaped persecution from Hungary and fled to Australia. She had a wonderful sense of humor, a love of life. And she spent a lot of time raising me. And she never wanted me to call her grandma, only Vera, because she hated the idea of growing old. But since then, I've watched her grow old. She's watched herself grow old too, and she used to apologize to me for it. A few months ago, I heard that she fell over in her apartment and she broke the top of her femur. She went straight to hospital. They operated on her. Her heart stopped in the operation. And I arrived in Sydney with my son, Ben, 5 years old, to say goodbye to her. She was there, just a shell of the woman she once was. She had a feeding tube coming out her nose. She barely knew who anybody was. And I thought, this thing we call aging, why aren't we up in arms about it? And this once vibrant woman reduced to this. It's incredible. And this is just my story, but this is being played out every day in everybody's family.
Tarea 3. Dispone de un minuto para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 3, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 3. Primera audición.
0.
Welcome to Tips and Techniques at StartCooking.com. I'm Kathy Maester. There are 6 rules you need to follow to make perfect pasta. Number 1, use a really big pot. Otherwise, all the pasta will stick together when you cook it. Number 2, boil lots of water, at least 4 quarts for 1 pound of pasta. Be sure to cover the pot so the water comes to a boil more quickly. Number 3, add 2 tablespoons of salt to the pot after the water comes to a boil. Number 4, put in your pasta and bring the pot back to a boil. Number 5, be sure to give it an occasional stir. And number 6, cook the pasta uncovered for no longer than it says on the package. Give it a taste to see if it's tender. Now, carefully lift the pot with some pot holders and drain the pasta in the sink. Don't forget the colander. That's it. Just add your favorite sauce and enjoy.
One.
Here's the beginner's guide to grilling fruit. Yes, grilling fruit does include avocados and nectarines and pears and peaches and many other types of fruit. Preheat your grate for a good 10 to 15 minutes, medium-high heat. Gas or charcoal works great. Take your fruit, slice it open, remove the pit. Apply a light coating of vegetable oil. Place directly on a hot grate and grill these for about 3 to 5 minutes on each side. Your fruit will release easily once grilled, and you'll have those really nice char marks.
Two.
Of all our daily meals, the first of the day has the most mysterious history. The origins of some of the best-loved breakfast ingredients that I'm going in search of are buried deep in our collective past. But I want to start with what we think of now as a traditional breakfast, and so I've come to the kind of establishment where it still takes pride of place, the British caff. In this case, a biker's caff. The so-called English breakfast, or full English, is our best-known contribution to international cuisine.
Three.
Fast food is everywhere.
He likes KFC, chicken nuggets, kebabs, fish and chips.
Anything that's bad for you, he'll eat.
Our kids just can't get enough of it.
But he does love fizzy pop.
A lot of cans, probably on average, say 6 throughout the day. I got no control of what he eats.
And now we're rearing a nation of fast food babies. Banana!
I see tooth decay, iron deficiency anemia, rickets even.
It's a ticking time bomb of massive health problems.
They are a recipe for heart disease, diabetes.
We meet 3 families with 3 different fast food problems.
Four.
I remember the morning of April 15th, 2013. I woke up a morning unlike any other. In that wonderful state between awake and asleep, I heard the familiar sounds of the milk being pulled from the fridge door and the sound of the coffee being poured into the French press. And I lay there in my sort of awake, sort of slumber, and I think to myself, yes, my cats have finally learned how to make me coffee. Yes, I'm so happy about this discovery. So happy, in fact, that I open my eyes, and standing before me is even a happier discovery, a tall, very handsome man that is familiar yet unrecognizable.
Tarea 3. Segunda audición.
Zero.
Welcome to Tips and Techniques at StartCooking.com. I'm Kathy Maester. There are 6 rules you need to follow to make perfect pasta. Number 1, use a really big pot. Otherwise, all the pasta will stick together when you cook it. Number 2, boil lots of water, at least 4 quarts for 1 pound of pasta. Be sure to cover the pot so the water comes to a boil more quickly. Number 3, add 2 tablespoons of salt to the pot after the water comes to a boil. Number 4, put in your pasta and bring the pot back to a boil. Number 5, be sure to give it an occasional stir. And number 6, cook the pasta uncovered for no longer than it says on the package. Give it a taste to see if it's tender. Now, carefully lift the pot with some pot holders and drain the pasta in the sink. Don't forget the colander. That's it. Just add your favorite sauce and enjoy.
One.
Here's the beginner's guide to grilling fruit. Yes, grilling fruit does include avocados and nectarines and pears and peaches and many other types of fruit. Preheat your grate for a good 10 to 15 minutes, medium-high heat. Gas or charcoal works great. Take your fruit, slice it open, remove the pit. Apply a light coating of vegetable oil. Place directly on a hot grate and grill these for about 3 to 5 minutes on each side. Your fruit will release easily once grilled, and you'll have those really nice char marks.
Two.
Of all our daily meals, the first of the day has the most mysterious history. The origins of some of the best-loved breakfast ingredients that I'm going in search of are buried deep in our collective past. But I want to start with what we think of now as a traditional breakfast, and so I've come to the kind of establishment where it still takes pride of place, the British caff. In this case, a biker's caff. The so-called English breakfast, or full English, is our best-known contribution to international cuisine.
Three.
Fast food is everywhere.
He likes KFC, chicken nuggets, kebabs, fish and chips.
Anything that's bad for you, he'll eat.
Our kids just can't get enough of it.
But he does love fizzy pop.
A lot of cans, probably on average, say 6 throughout the day. I got no control of what he eats.
And now we're rearing a nation of fast food babies.
Banana!
I see tooth decay, iron deficiency anemia, rickets even.
It's a ticking time bomb of massive health problems.
They are a recipe for heart disease, diabetes.
We meet 3 families with 3 different fast food problems.
Four.
I remember the morning of April 15th, 2013. I woke up a morning unlike any other, in that wonderful state between awake and asleep. I heard the familiar sounds of the milk being pulled from the fridge door and the sound of the coffee being poured into the French press. And I lay there in my sort of awake, sort of slumber, and I think to myself, yes, my cats have finally learned how to make me coffee. Yes, I'm so happy about this discovery. So happy, in fact, that I open my eyes, and standing before me is even a happier discovery, a tall, very handsome man that is familiar yet unrecognizable.
La prueba de comprensión oral ha finalizado. Deje su cuadernillo de examen cerrado sobre la mesa, compruebe que ha consignado en su portada los datos requeridos y siga las instrucciones del examinador.